Today's a WRL Weather Alert Day. We have the risk for severe storms in the afternoon and evening. I'll show you what time those storms may pop up where you are.
A big change could be coming to the way American women can get birth control. The concerns the FDA is weighing as it considers making the pill available over the counter.
We'll get an update today on the status of some major roadwork projects in Raleigh, the status of improvements that have been years in the making. You're in the right place to get your Tuesday started. We're glad you're with us. A lot to tell you about on this WRL Weather Alert Day. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. And as we get started here, I want to thank you for making us part of your routine here. Something's going to change throughout the day here, and we're going to talk about the risk and the timing of this with Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center.
We have a level 2 risk for severe storms in our eastern counties and a level 1 risk in our western counties. So everybody covered with that potential for severe storms today. Timeline's going to be early afternoon into the evening. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. It's going to be isolated. We're not going to see widespread severe storms today, but one or two of these storms could produce strong enough winds to knock down a tree. We're starting off this morning with mainly clear skies. This is a look at future cast now through 9, and then we'll move it ahead to lunchtime. After lunchtime, we'll see the clouds building a little bit, and between 2 and 3, we start to see some thunderstorms developing near the Virginia line. Watch the direction of those. So they're developing near the Virginia line and moving off to the south and east, and that really leaves folks on the western side of the viewing area pretty much in the clear. And we couldn't completely rule out an isolated thunderstorm popping up in any part of the viewing area. But if we're going to see severe storms today, it's definitely going to be more likely along and east of the I-95 corridor. Once we get to sunset, 7, 8 o'clock, we'll likely see the storms ending and then some gradual clearing. It's a pretty start this morning. This is a live look at downtown Durham, 66 degrees. You may or may not need a jacket heading out the door this morning. It is 66 in Raleigh, 67 in Fayetteville, and 59 up in Roxboro. Our temperatures climb into the low 80s at lunchtime. We'll be in the upper 80s this afternoon, and it will feel a bit sticky. Of course, we'll be dealing with scattered thunderstorms through the afternoon. Once our front moves through, it will feel much cooler and less humid tomorrow. I'll show you coming up, Brian.
It is 6:02 right now. Following a couple of problems in Raleigh, we had an overnight crash. Came in as a call out at Pool Road at Donald Ross Drive around 2 o'clock this morning. Check with Raleigh 911. They still apparently have units on the scene, and I'm seeing some sensor data indicating some backups through that area. So we're working to find out exactly what's going on at Pool Road at Donald Ross Drive, just east of downtown Raleigh. Also seeing some slowdowns on 440 westbound this morning between Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue. As we take a look at the latest sensor update in that area, that ride from 87 around to Wade Avenue, now seeing about a 10-minute backup. Working to find out exactly what's going on out there. This may be construction related. We'll have an update in about 10 minutes.
Brian, thanks. Hundreds of millions of dollars are set aside to improve roads, sidewalks, and more in the city of Raleigh. Today, we'll learn more about the status of those projects. WRL's Nia Hardin joins us live this morning with the update that we're expecting today. Good morning, Nia.
Good morning, Renee. Well, these traffic projects, according to the city, are costing the city more money, and they're going to be giving an update today when it comes to addressing it with city council. In 2017, Raleigh voters had actually approved a $206.7 million in bonds. Since the pandemic, the city says pressures from construction, inflation, and a very competitive market for staff and construction jobs has set back some of those projects. Money has had to be reallocated to close the gaps in other projects. The bonds approved in 2017 are supposed to widen streets, some of those being popular streets, convert Blunt and Person streets downtown from one-way to two-way traffic, and add more sidewalks. City Council is going to be meeting at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Nia Hardin, WRL News in Raleigh.
We'll also learn more today about the future of $275 million worth of Raleigh Parks projects. City Council will meet today to get an update on the bid process and construction plans for those projects. The funding was approved by a bond referendum in last year's election. Work has already begun on one project, the Gibson Play Plaza at Dix Park.
A birth control pill may become available over the counter for the first time in the U.S. An FDA advisory committee is meeting today and tomorrow to consider making O-pill available without a prescription. The American Medical Association has called for allowing birth control pills to be sold over the counter, saying it could remove barriers and increase access to contraceptives. The push comes as legal battles about women's reproductive rights are happening across the country. The FDA is expected to make its final decision this summer.
Governor Cooper is traveling across the state to drum up support for his effort to overturn a bill banning most abortions after 12 weeks. Cooper says he will host roundtable discussions to talk about the effects the bill will have on the state. The first is at noon today in Mecklenburg County. He plans to hold others in the coming days in New Hanover and Guilford counties. Mecklenburg and New Hanover counties are the homes of Republican lawmakers Cooper hopes to sway as he plans to veto the bill. He needs to get at least one Republican to uphold the veto in order for the abortion bill to stand. It arrived on the governor's desk on May 4th, and he has 10 days to campaign for his cause before he issues his veto.
Breaking news in just the past 2 hours. Russian President Vladimir Putin opened a Victory Day parade on Moscow's Red Square. And speaking at the start of the parade, Putin said, a quote, real war has been unleashed against Russia, framing the invasion as a response to the West's untamed ambitions. The parade features thousands of Russian army personnel in ceremonial uniform marching to the accompaniment of a military band. Victory Day is a celebration of the Soviet Union's victory over Nazi Germany.
A live look now at our nation's capital. We are hours away from a high-stakes meeting that could impact the entire U.S. economy. Today, President Joe Biden will meet with top party leaders to discuss raising the debt ceiling. This comes as time ticks down for Congress to make a decision. The Biden administration says there is no plan B in place if Congress fails to act. Republicans and Democrats have been deadlocked on a solution for days now. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says she's reaching out to top CEOs in the U.S. to warn them of the catastrophic impact that could happen if the U.S. defaults on its debt. She says a default could happen as early as June 1st.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we'll take you live out to Wall Street this morning. This is a look at stock futures all in the red. Dow Jones down 112 points, S&P 500 down 14 points, and NASDAQ down 49 points. We're also waiting for a key inflation report that's due later in the week. Traders are also looking ahead to April's Consumer Price Index report. That is slated for tomorrow. That'll show the newest data on the path of inflation. This is obviously a story that we are keeping a close eye on, especially since the futures are all in the red this morning. I'm going to stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Classes will resume as normal today at Apex Friendship High School following a bomb threat there. The police department said Monday it was investigating a threat at the school. WRL Sky 5 was over the school as students and teachers were evacuated. Authorities searched the campus but did not find a bomb, and students were allowed to leave early.
Border Patrol agents are beginning a new targeted enforcement operation in El Paso today as they prepare for an expected migrant surge. The policy known as Title 42 is expiring Thursday. It's a COVID-era policy that makes it easy for federal officials to turn migrants back at the border. The new operation will focus on parts of El Paso where migrants have been congregating. Customs agents will also reduce processing lanes and operations at the point of entry into the country.
And more breaking news this morning. Israeli airstrikes on Gaza have killed three Islamic Jihad commanders and their families. That's according to the Palestinian military group. 12 people are dead, 20 more are hurt after the strikes. Israeli authorities say the strikes were a response to incessant aggression from the Islamic Jihad terrorist organization.
The Carolina Hurricanes hit the ice tonight looking for a bounce back win in game four of their series with the New Jersey Devils. The Canes dropped game three on Sunday, losing 8-4. Coach Rod Brendamore told reporters, what's done is done and the team has to find a way to win. Carolina still holds a 2-1 lead in the best of seven series. Game four is in New Jersey. The puck drops at 7 tonight. WRL's Casey Hintz is also in New Jersey with the Canes. She'll have live reports from the Prudential Center before and after tonight's game.
6:09, as we get your Tuesday started, dozens of high school seniors are getting an early start on their teaching careers, the program that's helping them address the teacher shortage in Wake County.
And I'm Ken Smith, fresh off his trip to his father's coronation. Prince Harry's ghostwriter of his memoir, Spare, is revealing what it was really like to work with the Duke of Sussex.
And today is a WRL weather alert day with a chance of some strong thunderstorms this afternoon. After that, we have some pretty weather in our forecast. I'll show you what to expect coming up.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
It is 6:12, and we have a WRAL weather alert day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms in our eastern counties and a level 1 in our western counties. The storms are likely to develop after lunchtime into, say, sunset or so, and the best chance of any wind damage would be in our eastern counties. It's likely to be isolated, maybe one or two storms that produce enough strong wind to knock down a tree. Right now, we're taking a look at Sanford. Looks beautiful. We're seeing mostly sunny skies, just a little bit of cloud cover out there for a really pretty sunrise. It's 62 in Irwin, 68 in Rocky Mountain, and 64 in Southern Pine. So it's a nice mild start this morning. The kids at the bus stop may not even really need a jacket. Definitely a shorts and t-shirts kind of day with temperatures climbing into the upper 80s as the kids are getting off the bus. At that point, though, there could be some scattered storms. Brian?
6:13 right now as we take a look at traffic this morning, and we're picking up some delays on the east side of Raleigh at Poole Road at Donald Ross Drive. Looks like we had an overnight crash, and there may still be some activity out there. We are seeing some backup showing up on Poole Road. Also still watching those delays on 440 westbound. I think this is overnight construction between Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue, part of that repaving project. You can see some slow traffic there, especially beginning right around that Lassiter Mill Road bridge heading out toward Glenwood Avenue. We are measuring a 12-minute delay right now. Working to get some more details about it and sending Sky 5 to get a view of those backups. Renee.
Thanks for that update, Brian. We are learning more this morning about millions of dollars that could be set aside to help folks in Durham. Less than 24 hours ago, the county manager made her pitch for the county's priorities and needs in next year's budget. The grand total was $889 million, and she wants to increase funding for Durham Public Schools by more than $10 million. Also, a 3-cent property tax increase. Several more work sessions will take place before the budget is approved on June 12th.
The Raleigh Housing Authority says it is still working to get answers and resume operations 6 days now after a cyber attack. The FBI, Secret Service, and National Guard are all investigating. Raleigh Housing says its computers were hacked by a ransomware attack last Thursday. Right now, tenants are still unable to make payments online, so they have to do it in person.
The jury in the civil rape and defamation trial against former President Donald Trump will begin its deliberations this morning. Attorneys from both sides gave their closing arguments yesterday. Writer E. Jean Carroll accuses Trump of raping her in a department store dressing room in the 1990s. She says he later defamed her when she came forward with her story. Trump does not face the possibility of prison time. He could be forced to pay monetary damages if the jury sides with Carroll.
Prince Harry's headline-making memoir, Spare, has sold more than 3 million copies since its release earlier this year. This morning, his ghostwriter is revealing what it was like to work with the Duke of Sussex. Things got heated from time to time over creative differences. WRAL's Ken Smith is here with some of the author's revealing impressions of Prince Harry. Ken, so interesting.
Yeah, you know, Jeff, you have two strong-willed people working together. Author J.R. Moringer penned an essay about his working relationship with Prince Harry. The two connected back in 2020 and started work on the memoir that we all know now is a huge success. Now, in that essay, as we see Prince Harry at this past weekend's coronation, Moringer pointed to one of those spats that got really heated. They were going back and forth about a quip that Prince Harry made during his military experience. Prince Harry wanted it in the book. Moringer thought it was unnecessary. Moringer writes, jaws were clenched, words were flying, voices were raised. Well, in the end, the quip did not make it into the book. And funny thing is, after that argument, Moringer says, Prince Harry shot him a mischievous grin and said, I really enjoyed getting you worked up like that. Well, you can read more of this behind-the-scenes working relationship online. We've got the article on WREL.com. Well, the creative differences aside, Moringer says the two really connected over the years they worked on this book. And Jeff, we know the book is really successful, but it really served to widen that rift between Prince Harry, Prince William, and his father, King Charles III.
It's a pretty interesting dynamic when those two get together. The level of trust, you can't even imagine. Non-disclosure agreements, anything
right.
Like that, because you can come out and write whatever you want after that. Thanks, Ken.
Dozens of high school seniors in Wake County have jobs lined up as teachers before going to college. More than 30 graduating seniors make up this year's Future Teachers Group. They will each get four different week-long professional learning opportunities during summer break in college. One future educator looks forward to entering the profession as others leave due to pandemic burnout, pay, and workload.
It's less money, sure, but at the same time, I get to have fun and teach kids and pass on knowledge to them.
You'll be making an impact. School leaders launched a program back in 2015 to address the teacher shortages across the system. Speaking of impacts, we have weather impacts for our WRAL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner to walk you through what we could see.
We have that level two risk for severe storms in our eastern counties and the level one risk in our western counties. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat out of the system. We're going to walk through the timeline for Futurecast. First of all, this morning, it feels fantastic. The kids will want to be out in their shorts and t-shirts, certainly heading out to the bus this morning. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 60s, and it feels very, very pleasant out there. And then in the afternoon and evening, we'll see that potential for some strong thunderstorms. And then we'll see some gradual clearing tonight. And once our front moves through, we'll see a lovely air mass taking shape for tomorrow. Here's a look at what's going on. We have a cold front that's slipping southward. This front's going to cross the area late this afternoon and evening, and out ahead of it, we're going to have some scattered storms. Along this front, we've had some severe storms overnight last night, especially back into parts of Kentucky. We had some severe thunderstorm warnings there. Notice some thunderstorms starting to make their way into the mountains, and we do currently have some warnings along this line well to our west. A lot of that's going to dive southward and dissipate, and then we'll see around developing with our afternoon heating. Here's how that looks. So we're going to see a few storms developing. Damaging winds are the biggest threat that we would see out of this, but it will be isolated. We have a limiting factor in that we don't have a lot of moisture for this to work with as the front's coming through, so that will limit the amount of storms that we end up seeing. So here's a look at Futurecast. We're looking nice and bright for it today. Beautiful sunrise out there across the viewing area right now. At lunchtime, we begin to see the clouds building a bit, and then a few isolated storms start as early as around 2 o'clock. Here's 3 o'clock, and some of those storms, especially in the east, look a little bit more intense. You can see the brighter red colors around Rocky Mount. Those dive off to the south and east, but do continue to redevelop on through, say, 5 to 7 o'clock. And so once that's over, once we get to sunset, everything is finished. The cold front comes through, and it will deliver a lovely day for tomorrow. Our best chance of wind damage is likely to be right along the coast. This is a look at where we have the best storm energy, and you can see those red shaded areas right there along the coast. What we'll see across our area is just a medium risk for storm energy. So damaging winds, we have a medium chance. We have a medium chance of hail. It's a low risk for tornadoes and flooding with this particular system. If you haven't done so already, now is the perfect time to download your WRAL weather app. Turn on the alerts for severe thunderstorms and tornadoes. And when those alerts go off, turn on the TV because we'll be tracking those storms for you. Not a lot of rain with this. Again, as I mentioned, our moisture will be limited. So we're looking at most likely a quarter of an inch at most, unless you find yourself under one of those storm cells in the eastern part of the viewing area. So weather alert day for today, really pretty weather for the next few days. But once we get into the weekend, especially for Mother's Day, it'll feel more like summer again with a chance for thunderstorms. But Brian, if you're taking your mom to brunch, it should be dry then. It looks like just afternoon storms.
Okay, I'll plan on that.
She'll enjoy it.
I'm sure she will. Let's take a look at traffic here because we're tracking a couple of problems. Over on Poole Road at Donald Ross Drive, that overnight crash came in as a call about 2 o'clock this morning. Michael Grayson, the WRL Breaking News Tracker, says that he saw Duke Energy crews working on utility poles out there. So apparently that crash or whatever happened out there is still causing some problems on Poole Road. Allow some extra time as you head just east of downtown Raleigh. Also still tracking some delays on 440 westbound this morning between Six Forks Road and Glenwood Avenue. Looks like this is overnight construction, and it looks like everything clears up once you get to Glenwood, but you're running into about a 10 to 12 minute delay on that westbound side of 440. Again, if you can pick it up from Glenwood Avenue, you'll be on the other side of those backups.
Thanks, Brian. A family's plea after their dog was stolen from the front yard.
I just want my baby back. This is a huge piece of my heart.
Why they think someone wanted to steal Ruger and the help they're trying to bring him back home.
More food trucks may find room to set up shop in Raleigh. The changes city leaders are considering that could open up some more options.
This morning on Today, some stores are tightening their rules on returns, making you think twice about making those purchases. What you need to know before bringing your items back to the store. Today airs at 7 right here on WREL.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rug and Home.
Big premiere for the new show, American-Born Chinese, and its star, Kiwei Kwan.
Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending. Brian?
The White House hosted a special screening of the show last night. It happened in celebration of Asian American and Pacific Islander Heritage Month. Kwan spoke during the event, calling the White House a monument to a country that opened its arms to me once upon a time. The show comes out on Disney Plus later this month.
So not only does it star Kwan, but Michelle Yeoh is also in this new show. And then Stephanie Hsu makes an appearance. It's like a mini reunion for Everything Everywhere all at once. But it premieres on Disney Plus May 24th.
I just love his energy. Whatever he does, wherever he goes, he brings it.
He just has a great backstory, too. And I think a lot of folks are rooting for him. He's found his calling in Hollywood now.
No doubt.
A positive guy. Mm-hmm. For many, Prince Louis is the star of the royal family. And the five-year-old took part in his first official royal engagement yesterday, and of course he stole the show. He and his family were part of the Big Help Out, which is a volunteer project formed as part of King Charles' coronation celebration.
I mean, this is a community day of, you know, giving back and all, but you saw what happened right there. At one point he did, he pushed the arm of that digger down into the ground, and it went back in a dangerous, kind of precarious situation. Dad had to take over the controls there and get it righted again. Pretty scary, but a nice gesture. He's the star of the show there.
Learning a little bit of manual labor there. Mm. Yeah, and helping out the community. Brian, thank you. Things are looking good for singer Lizzo and her tour. While you were sleeping, she posted this update to Instagram saying she got some exercise and she can finally swallow without extreme pain. We told you yesterday that Lizzo was diagnosed with strep throat, which forced her to cancel two recent shows. She ended her post saying, "It's looking very good, Baltimore." Lizzo is set to perform there tonight, just one day before she will hit the stage in Raleigh.
Hopefully that's all good news. Mm-hmm. You'll soon know the dates and times for Bryce Young and the Carolina Panthers games in the coming season. The NFL plans to release the full schedule for all 32 teams Thursday night. Some special games, including the international games, will be announced before that. Tickets to some of the Panthers' 8 home games will also go on sale Thursday night.
Several parks are getting a makeover in Raleigh. Coming up, we'll tell you about the information we're getting on the updates. Birth control pills could soon be available over the counter at your local pharmacy. Just ahead, a look at the next steps in the process to make contraceptives more accessible.
And it is a WREL weather alert day. We have the potential for some damaging winds with some isolated severe storms this afternoon. I'll show you what to expect coming up.